Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Countrymen, and especially the people of Ohio's 8th Congressional District, thank you for sending me here. And let's today welcome all of the new members and all of their families to what we all know to be a truly historic day. And we welcome all of the members back who were reelected. We want to welcome your families as well, and want to thank my family. And I was doing pretty good on the walk over here from my ceremonial office until I ran into Devin Nunes's three little girls. My three biggest fans, and one of them had to come running over and give me a kiss, and I was a mess. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We rejoice that our new members and families are here. We want to welcome them. We're glad and humbled to begin anew as servants of the people's house.
Boehner ushers in another term as Speaker of the House with this Congress, or so you would think. But what's interesting is we start things out here at the top of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Four more votes, his ship would have sailed for a second round. They would have had to take another round of votes. 24 voted against Boehner as being the Speaker, and one abstained from that vote. But the reality is, he is the guy. He is the Speaker of the House, barring some other unforeseen things that could change something, you know, and shake that up. The reality is, it's down to business. Sleeves are rolled up or not, because it's cold in D.C. and it was snowing. But on the top of the agenda, immigration is going to come up soon. The Keystone Pipeline is already being voted on. By Friday, they were supposed to take a full vote in the Senate, but yet you have the president who's coming out and he's already threatening the veto, saying it doesn't matter. At the daily briefing, Josh Ernst, who is the White House press secretary, said, yeah, this will definitely be vetoed. And it's so odd because the secretary of, or the State Department rather, has already approved this. They've already approved it, already done the studies. They've approved the Keystone Pipeline. But the White House is saying, well, we're doing another study and we're in the middle of that other study and we're going to veto. We're not going to do anything until we get that study. And what's also odd is that you have a lot of Democratic support for this. I mean, not just a few hands are saying, yeah, I'll do it. Joe Manchin is one of the co-sponsors of one of the bills, and, you know, because as you collide the two chambers, and I think he was just so beaten down by the fact that the Prez is already saying, announcing that there is no way that he's going to sign this. So whatever happens in these votes, this is an issue that's been being kicked around since 2008. And now saying on Tuesday that Obama's going to reject it. And this is the first piece of legislation introduced in the Republican-controlled Senate. Not good. And this comes on the heels of, you know, hours after the bill was introduced. It was sponsored by 54 Republicans and 6 Democrats. And this is probably the first of many clashes between the White House and the Republicans over energy issues. And certainly in the last 2 years, there have been plenty of them. Think of coal. I mean, here's another one. And Josh Ernest said that this is a well-established process in place to consider whether or not infrastructure projects like this are in the best interest of the country. And so the State Department, as I mentioned, said 8 months ago that the project wouldn't cause any significant environmental damage. So yet we have to wait for another report. So now wonder why Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, is disappointed by Obama's decision. But, you know, you think about this. Our GDP, give or take, would go up $3 billion, and you'd have 40,000-some jobs that would be created with that. And this veto, more importantly, in one sense, politically speaking, this squashes that idea of bringing Republicans and Democrats together and actually compromising on legislation that has the support of most Americans. Not all, because I've gotten email from plenty of you that say you think it's a bad idea. So it just proves that they didn't want to make a decision on this. That's what I think. They didn't want to have to stand by this with this whole veto idea. And that what it means, too, is that it's not going to stop Canada from extracting the oil. They'll ship it some other way to the United States and around the globe, basically. That's what's going to happen. So, and then, of course, there's others that are saying, well, like in Louisiana, the Republican governor, Bobby Jindal, is saying that the president and the Democrats are making a religion out of opposing sensible energy policy, saying that this should be a no-brainer. That it's safe and it's going to create thousands of jobs. And why is the government getting in the way of job creation on this one? Why are they doing that? To me, in one sense, for sure, this just shows that I think the president is being held hostage by the leftist left of the Democratic wing that you can imagine, because they are against it. And that's what started the problem in the first place. The problem of the president not wanting to be on top of the Keystone Pipeline. Not wanting to be there. So I don't know. You tell me, does it seem outrageous? Is this the wrong way to go? Is the fact that is this whole pipeline, is it not going to deliver what we think it will deliver? 855-266-5283. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, it's always about the numbers, right? So we've got another edition of We Can Count. Also, in this hour of America Tonight, for all of you who have decided that you're going to work out all of a sudden, or you're going to walk briskly, or you're going to do something to get in better shape besides to hang around the couch. Because I said this in the last show, there's no doubt. I mean, it's not a secret. We all know it. Probably for however long. Every time the new year starts, people have ideas about eating better, being healthier, all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk to Julie Severo about things you can do to be in better shape, like your diet, fruits and vegetables, and how you can work out without hurting yourself. I don't know. Sounds like a good idea to me, doesn't it? Sounds like a plan. That's coming up in our third segment, next Odds and Ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Odds and ends, and boy, there are a lot of odds and ends. Sad story about a gunman killing a doctor, then he takes himself out. This happens at the VA hospital in El Paso, Texas. There are horrified people around while this is going on. So, of course, once you see this happening, is this somebody who's going to start shooting all over the place? What's happened here? What's gone on? The FBI is looking into possible motives, of course. It was just the one doctor, so was that doctor targeted? And it's being treated like a crime scene, but the shooter killed himself. And this particular hospital was one of the worst on the list for wait times. I mean, ridiculous wait times, especially when it came to mental health appointments and whatnot. So there are rumors floating around that that's what that was about. But who knows? I couldn't verify that, and they're not releasing any information, any super specific information right now about it, other than to say the facts of here it was midday, and it's certainly not what you were expecting to happen. And once again, you have somebody coming into a hospital and shooting somebody, going after somebody in broad daylight. And I, you know, by now, I guess we know that this is this is the world we live in, right? Unfortunately, and very sad for all those people that, by the way, were waiting there, which there were a lot of people midday waiting to be seen, veterans waiting to be seen. And then that's, unfortunately, what they witnessed. Awful. In the meantime, segging into something different, as I said, this is odds and ends, the gas prices is the buzz in the backyard. Besides weather and, oh, it's so cold and, oh, is it going to snow and how slick are the roads going to be? People can't get enough of these low gas prices. I mean, what's the lowest you paid? Start sending that in to me. AmericaTonight.net. I did get a couple. One from Frank who says, Kate, I hear you talking a lot about gas. I can't believe you're paying like 180 something. I'm getting it in Jersey. We're paying 205, I found the cheapest. They say the average is less than 220. Somewhere, you know, it's some places like where I am, it's cheaper. It just depends. Well, check this out. As these prices are sinking to some of the lower levels, right? Congress is getting ready to jump on the U.S. gas tax for the first time in two decades. So they haven't talked about it for two decades, right? And you have like Bob Corker from Tennessee. He's proposing a 12-cent gas tax hike. And he's co-sponsoring that with the Democrat, Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. And they say it's basically it's revenue neutral, but it would put infrastructure on strong footing, and it always seems to get left out of the conversation most of the time. So that this is their best chance in years to increase the 18.4 cent per gallon gas tax that's used to pay for highways and transportation and all that kind of stuff. So how do you feel about that? 12 cent gas hike, where we have oil prices below 50 a barrel, lowest in 4 years, paying less than 220 people are. You know, you think of Carter's presidency in 2012, and his campaign pledge was, you know, because of course it was, well, at Carter you had a crisis. You had an oil crisis. Then you had Newt Gingrich, who at the same time was running, and he was saying he was going to lower gas prices to $2.50 a gallon. Well, we're beyond that. So prices at the pump, I think, are an indication of some of what we're seeing in the economy. And so what is it, you know, what does it mean? We had these sky-high prices in the mid-2000s, and it, you know, it led to crazy things where, meaning people were so desperate for alternatives, it ramped up the conversation about the electric car, which in some cases worked for some people. There was the peanut oil thing. I know someone that did that, actually, and it was a nightmare. And then you had companies that bought up land in places like Texas and North Dakota, and they started the whole fracking thing that's going on now, injecting water and chemicals into shale, as you all know, to fracture them, which would allow shale oil to flow freely. And because the oil prices were so high, what a smart thing to happen. And then in the Middle East, the production started to ramp up, and we saw what was going on with the economy, and now look what's happened. 50 a barrel. That is down 50% from 107 in June of 2014. So oil prices, lower oil prices, what does it do? It ends the reliance on foreign oil in the long run. I mean, it's not a good thing, right? It's a good thing. And then the shale oil is, what's interesting is producing it is more expensive than draining it from the oil fields in the Middle East, right? And then you've got our energy companies who aren't going to stop the operations that they have going. But what about further drilling? I don't know. That's up for debate, I would say. And then OPEC, where you got the Saudis, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Venezuela, seven other countries. And, you know, that's all about oil policies. And they are setting these global prices. So they're not slowing their production down at all. They let the supply of oil flood the market. And I think the hope is that companies drilling in the U.S. might decide they can't do it. That's not worth it any longer. I mean, I think that's what the squeeze is anyway. And then what's the impact on the airline industry? What's the impact in our neighborhoods? It's good. I mean, there's a benefit with the lower gas prices for the airlines, huge, because they're not paying as much to fill up the planes, obviously. So that's a good thing. And so there's a lot of debate about what it all means. And then what's the fuel economy standards? What's going to happen there? They're talking about requiring the manufacturers of cars and trucks, et cetera, to raise the average mileage a gallon of their fleets to 54.5 miles by 2012 or pay a penalty. So increasing fuel economy standards, right? But if buyers, so what does that do to undermine the whole system? If buyers who aren't as concerned about gas prices choose more fuel efficient options, like, then what does that mean? Trucks and SUVs, what happens there with the fuel efficiency, with lowering it, what does that do to picking up trucks and SUVs? I don't know. So it's interesting. You've got Congress considering raising the gas taxes while the prices are low. Of course they are. Why raise them? Because then the answer is, well, what about roads? What about highways? What about any mass transit? Remember, they set the gas tax at that 18.4 cents a gallon in 93, and it hasn't moved. And how much does the gas tax bring in, you ask? $34 billion a year. $34 billion. But they think they need way more money than that. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest advocates for a gas tax hike, and usually they are so anti-tax, is the United States Chamber of Commerce. And it doesn't really, there's Republicans and Democrats lining up for it. So a lot of politicians supporting the idea of pumping more dough into transportation funding and not having a problem with the gas tax. Coming up next, it can be tough when you're that weekend warrior just trying to get in shape. What's it all about? Find out next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance.
Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Type of fun, when we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
And that means, of course, we're talking about conquering the world. Whether you are a young athlete listening, whether you're a parent who has some children who are athletes with all this potential, weekend warrior, whatever, I think anybody can use this. Julie Soviera is with us. She's in our virtual green room. She might be lifting some weights right now, perhaps doing a leg lift or two, but she knows how to do them correctly, and that's the key. It's all about true athletic potential, and she's got a book called Unleash Your True Athletic Potential. How about that? Jules, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
So when we look at, let's take it from a couple of different angles. First of all, for people who have grandkids, kids that are, you know, little soccer gurus and they're running around playing soccer or baseball or football or whatever sport they're involved in, you know, often kids themselves, they don't even need the parents' pressure or the family's pressure. They just want to go to the wall and do whatever they can do because they start to see these other athletes. Are there certain things you shouldn't do when you're a young athlete that could wreck your body?
Well, I think the trend that we're seeing now that is leading to more injuries in young athletes is that they're specializing super early. So for those of you out there who haven't heard that term before, specialization means that they'll focus exclusively on soccer at a young age or exclusively on baseball. And because then you're taxing the same muscles over and over and over again, you're much more prone to overuse injuries and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so there you go. And part of that, too, is that you've got to watch. And you know this, too. If anyone reads about you, you almost had a – what you had – because you were so obsessed, like all of us, when we get on that trail,
yes,
that you had an injury that almost destroyed your career. So you had to be careful and delve into what do you do to prevent, recover, and all that stuff, didn't you?
Yes. Oh, it became obsessive, of course.
What happened? Tell us about that.
Well, I had been pitching with pain in my forearm for quite a bit, and the doctors I'd gone to, and I've probably gone to about five of them, are like, you know, it's tendonitis or this or that. Long story short, I finally go to someone who gave me a correct diagnosis, and he is the person whom I did later on a muscle fatigue study on the performance demand of softball pitching. He's a wonderful physical therapist, and He was basically like, you know what, I think your cartilage is torn. And as it turned out, I had pitched like that for more than a year.
Wow, with torn cartilage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So it was only getting worse. So then we had, you know, done the surgery, but have learned that I could have probably recovered a lot faster from that surgery had I taken some more progressive steps.
Wow, how about that? So here's the thing, too. In your career, so people know, you did go on to become an all-country athlete. And where did I read? I read somewhere that you had an athletic scholarship. You were an academic All-American, all that kind of stuff. And were you part of the MAC conference?
I was, yes.
I love that. I went to Ohio University, so I'm all about MAC people, definitely. So tell us about it. I don't even know, and I just heard about these. You pitched against a very famous team where they rarely lose. Tell us about that.
Oh, the Breakout. That was the best night of my life.
The best night of my life. So who did the Breakouts, for all of us who have no clue, tell us about the Breakouts.
The Breakouts are probably the most famous amateur softball team ever.
Cool.
So that was, probably the best night of my life. I mean, picture, you know, something that you as an athlete, like, really, really want to do. I mean, that was like, the most amazing moment. But that was after I'd learned a lot more about training and recovery. And one of those things, everybody says it as an adult, but if I knew all that stuff in high school, you know.
Yeah, then what a difference that would have made. All right, very good. How about for anybody, whether you're older and you're just deciding, okay, I'm getting in shape because that whole New Year's resolution thing and I'm going to dump a zillion pounds because I'm watching Biggest Loser or whatever. You know, you can't go anywhere where it's not about weight loss, no matter what you weigh or how old or young you are or whatever. So a lot of this has to do with nutrition, doesn't it?
It does. It really, really does. More so than exercising, I would say.
Yeah. What are some good things we should be eating that maybe we're not?
Well, I would say here's the thing. Sneak as much produce in as you possibly can, because really that's where the bulk of your calories should be coming from. Especially as an athlete, eating more fruits and vegetables makes your body more alkaline. So for those of you out there who are not familiar with that term, but being more alkaline means is that basically it's less acidic, and therefore it's hard for things like muscle soreness, cancer, you know, lots of other bad things to thrive in an alkaline environment, but it's very easy for them to thrive in an acidic environment.
Oh, bummer. So that means that no more Frosties or burgers and fries?
Well, you would want to, like, maybe hide some fish and balance it out.
I like you got to balance it out. Okay, and the other thing is, and people have been saying this for a long time, we have an old friend of the show that used to come on, Pharmacist Ben, and he would constantly talk about water. I have another friend, Dr. Mary Warren, and she always talks about water, water, hydrate. It's so true, isn't it? Hydrating's important.
Yes, and I think that all the time you see kids who are suffering not only the immediate effects of dehydration where, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, I'm feeling dizzy or I'm feeling sick or whatever the case may be, but a lot of the time that kind of lingering fatigue that you have over the summer is either a lack of hydration or perhaps a lack of proper electrolytes, in fact, and that's something that for those of you out there who are not quite sure what electrolytes are, those are in, you know, Gatorade, although I have to say, unless, is Gatorade a sponsor?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. That's not the best source. Gatorade's a sponsor of yours, I'll keep my mouth shut, but you can make your own electrolytes at home that are...
Yeah, so that's a great tip. Everybody listening to that, because Gatorade has sugar in it, right? So what do
a
you
lot.
A lot
it
of sugar.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, and that's not good. We know that's not good for all these other things that you can possibly get. So how do you make your own electrolytes? What do you do?
It's super simple. You can basically take lime or lemon juice, some salt, some honey, and kind of, you know, blend it all together. Or if you're like me and you kind of spend enough time on food prep, you can, they make, powdered electrolytes without, you know, the added calories or sweetener. It was stevia or something natural as opposed to, you know, high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, wow. And with injury prevention and the other things that we're talking about, a key thing there is to not overdo it, right? And to do it properly.
Yes. Especially for all those of you out there who are trying something new with those New Year's resolutions, I would say there are two things you can do to really, really help yourself out so you're not dying sore and then wanting to give up. And the first is if you go and get either a functional movement screening, which is basically where they evaluate your posture, your movement, to make sure you're not in a position where you're going to hurt yourself before you work out. And the other thing is learn to do some muscle prep, meaning a little bit of foam rolling, learning how to, like, kind of loosen and warm up the muscles properly. Those are two small things that will make a humongous difference in the long term.
Yeah, so that's great. That's great advice to do that, to get the – is the test difficult? They just put you in different positions, right?
You know what? It's great because it takes probably about 5 minutes. Chiropractor or physical therapist or someone who's, you know, certified will do it for you. And, you know, you have to do a squat. You have to try and, you know, go through certain ranges of motion, certain stretches. And based on that, you get a login information, and you can log in to see your exercises every day. And you'll do these corrective exercises so the imbalances that are existing are not getting an opportunity to then hurt you down the road.
Ah, perfect. And cross-training's big, right? So you have to, if you're going to do cross-training, and I think older people do that and younger people, that's kind of the direction we're headed in this country anyway. It's not just, you know, it used to be just one thing, you did one thing. But I think cross-training's so popular, and I guess what you just told us would be very good for that.
Oh, my God, it's wonderful. Well, especially, I think you're 100% right. We need cross-training, though, so that we don't hit on those same muscle groups all the time. So that's why I think there's more of a push to do it. But what's really amazing is I think that if you go in and you work on, let's say, like, burst training, which is where you do, you know, explosive movements. You know, if you do explosive movements for an hour, you're going to be taxed. But if you do, like, an explosive movement for 60 seconds and then you do a movement that's more oriented around rehab, or there's a term out now called prehab, right? Meaning you're addressing it before the problem starts. That's kind of a perfect workout. And research shows that that's actually equally effective in terms of burning calories.
Yeah, I love it. What a great thing to do. All right, Jules, thanks. And again, everybody can go to trueathleticpotential.com. You can get the book right there. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful New Year.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Of We Can Count. Three men finally in custody in the shooting of New York officers. Remember, there was a $10,000 reward, and the police vans were driving around the Bronx that screamed that basically on the side of the vans. And now, finally, that's what's happened here, thank goodness, because a couple of New York cops were shot and wounded while they were responding to an armed robbery in in that borough. They were going off duty. They probably weren't wearing bulletproof vests. This has been a big discussion. And in fact, Andrew Dossi and Aliro Palerno and three other officers were changing clothes at the end of it, this what they would call an anti-crime detail. when they ran out of the Bronx station to search for two robbery suspects. So I can't imagine that they were wearing their vests. And that's one of the things that the chief of that department told reporters. They jumped in a car. They ended up getting into this firefight. And the shooter was identified as Jason Polanco, who was a 24-year-old boxer. He was charged with 5 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. He posted anti-police and anti-government statements on social media. So here we go again. His accomplice was a guy named Joshua Kemp, 28, arrested on robbery charges. The two officers were wounded, by the way. Dossie, who's 30, has been on the job 8 years. He's in stable condition. He had surgery. He was shot in the arm and lower back. The other, Palermo, is 38 and has 9 years in stable condition, gunshot wounds to the chest and to the arm. Thank goodness they're surviving this. So now you have Mayor Bill de Blasio, who the Blue Wall is really upset with him for what's happened. And he says that the officers displayed bravery, going above and beyond the call to protect their fellow New Yorkers. I mean, he's been at serious odds with the police force in the last couple of weeks. And I'll tell you, it's really crazy what's happening. Before Polanco was arrested, police offered that reward that I mentioned, leading to whatever it was going to take to find, you know, leading to evidence that would take them to the shooter or shooters. And what happened was there was a bearded man in a surveillance video from inside a takeout Chinese restaurant moments before the shooting, and they say he was the one who shot at the police. He went into the restaurant, got a bottle of iced tea before he came out firing at the cops, who stopped his accomplice outside, and then that was it. So how about that? Good that they got him. Absolutely. But it's this, you know, rhetoric, the anti-police rhetoric that has the so many people concerned. The police are worried that people on the street, that it's going to increase. And there's already a lack of respect in certain segments. And now here we go again. And this is on the heels of what happened on December 20th with the two cops that were brutally ambushed and killed, New York PD's Rafael Ramos and Wenjen Liu, who just this past weekend, they just had a service for him. And they were sitting in their patrol cars. So they've gotten a lot of attention. And there's been a lot of talk about this anti-police mentality. Anyway, you get the deal. That's the numbers. Thank goodness these men were in custody for shooting the New York police officers. That's a very, very good thing. In the meantime, since we're on the police blotter for a second here, they're going to get a real test of the new policies in the NFL. There's a football player in the NFL, a Saints player, who's been arrested on a domestic violence charge, Junior Gallette, on misdemeanor domestic violence. But it's a big-time issue now in the NFL after it was waved in their face and they messed up. So this is going to be a test to see what they end up doing. What happened was they responded to a call to the defensive end's home on Monday morning after they got a call about a disturbance. And when they got there, they were met by a 22-year-old girl who was observed bleeding from her left ear, having an earring ripped from her ear and scratch marks on her face. So they talked to Gallette, who disputed what she said. They took it all down, and they say, oh, he's worried about clearing his name, and his friends are rallying around him and all this other kind of stuff. But bottom line is they're investigating what happened there, and he's in the midst of this. He was arrested on a charge of battery, including domestic violence, and posted the bond and was released. It'll get reported later this week, and then we'll see what the NFL comes up with. But for sure, this is one of the big tests and I've said this now a couple of times, because of the uproar over the handling of Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson's child abuse case, too. So now the policy says players, coaches, owners, game officials, other employees, they're saying people of high character, and it expands the list of conduct that is forbidden. So, wow. Interesting. And this is a guy, too, this defensive end, who has made, I don't know, he's supposed to get a roster bonus in the $12 million range, and he's made about $52 million over the last 6 years. So he knows that this is not a good situation, obviously, for him to be in, for sure. Politically speaking, what happens when you are John Boehner and you want to keep your gavel? Well, they take the vote and you barely hang on to it because 24 were against him being Speaker of the House, one abstained, but he gets to stay as Speaker. But now what? Now what happens that he's Speaker? It's that retribution, some would say, that is going to start to unfold in this brand new Congress as it plays out. So opposition to Boehner doubled from the last election for Speaker with that many voting against him. He got the 216 he needed. So there was no second ballot, but he is struggling to maintain control over the House Republicans. There's no question about it. No question about it. How about that? 75 years is a long time, and that's how long the Bushes have been married. Think of Bush 1 and Barbara Bush, and 75 years, of course, different times how young people were married, but what a long relationship. What an incredible, or 70th wedding anniversary, what an incredible milestone that very few people hit. I mean, 7 decades. I was reading a story and I thought it's funny how they tried to put it together, their analogy, when they were talking about how long they've been married. They said that's like 490 dog years. It's a lifetime, no doubt about it. They were married January 6, 1945 in Rye, New York. George H.W. Bush and First Lady Barbara Bush. The platinum anniversary that very few listening to me probably know people that have hit it or would hit it themselves. 6 kids. It is now the on record. They have the record for the longest married presidential couple. And I think that that's a pretty safe record. I think that they're going to hang on to that record because it's very tough for anyone to beat that. 70 years. Whew. Wow. Congratulations to the Bushes on that one. That's it for We Can Count and this hour of American Tonight. Yo, yo, thanks for listening.
Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.